Blog Talk Radio.
AM WEXY, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Hi, I'm Craig. You know me for my songs.
The statistics for women and heart disease can be scary, but we are not statistics. We are unique. Women's symptoms are different than men's, making diagnosis of blocked arteries more difficult. There are many testing options, but not all of them are designed with women in mind. To learn more about testing options for women, visit GoSpreadTheWord.com. That's GoSpreadTheWord.com.
A public service of Healthy Women and the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health.
The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WEXY, its staff, or management.
South Florida and the surrounding areas, get ready for the exciting ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
In your past that are bothering you right now. You see a man at her. You see a man at him. You see a man at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
It's Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
Well, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. I tell you the truth, we have a very, very, very exciting and ecstatic, and we just have a beautiful broadcast ahead of you today, and we want you to take note, those of you that are getting ready to sit down and listen to us, those of you that are on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for you. Amen. Get somebody involved. Call somebody right now. Let them know to hook up the Blog Talk, just like how you did. Give them the number. Give them what they have to do to do it. But we're going to be on Blog Talk for the next 30 minutes, but we will be on WEXY 1520 for about an hour. So you're going to hear from our mind of God today, so we're excited about what God is doing. Listen, today is yet another day that the Lord has made. Glory be to God. We are rejoicing in this day. We are still in service, the second service of our appreciation for our bishop, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. Yes, we are in the second service. Appreciation service for the man of God, Bishop Hurricane Johnson. We've been inviting you to come and be a part of this service. We're calling family members. We're calling colleagues. We're calling fellowship churches. We're calling those of you that have been blessed healed, set free, delivered, under the ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson. We're calling you to come out tonight. If you know the man of God in any way or form, we are asking you to come tonight and just show your face. Show him that you care. Show him, glory be to God, that you're with him, because we're going to push him to go a little bit further. Amen? Like he always say, another further. So we thank God for that. You know, in 2015, we're being equipped. Yes, we are. And that's why the man of God, we don't hesitate to appreciate our pastor and our bishop, because we are being equipped, we are being empowered, and we are engaged for kingdom advancement. This is what this year is all about for the Truth in Your Life Ministries, kingdom advancement. And with that type of theme and focus, glory be to God, we have every confidence that we are headed for another incredible progressive year. And with that in mind, we want you to be a part of what God is doing. However, now, as I stated, that this is the kingdom, the year of kingdom and advancement, but however, we want you to know that God is saving, setting free, delivering, healing. I mean, I'm telling you, marriages are being mended back together. I mean, souls are being saved. And we have testimonies upon testimonies of what God is doing in the life of so many individuals, even while we are advancing in the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. When I look back over the years of being with Truth in Your Life Ministries and Bishop Hurricane Johnson, I have no regrets. I have none whatsoever, because I thank God for the growth in ministry. Now, if we have any one of our members out there, we want you to just touch your horn 2 times if you're driving, or if you're not driving, just push your head back and push your hands up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for our bishop today. We are going to be celebrating the man of God, the ministry of the man of God, amen, on tonight. We're going to appreciate him tonight, and we're asking you to come and be a part of that, because God is up to something. He is up to something. I want you right now to get ready. This particular service tonight will be sponsored by our youth department. Yes, our youth department is going to be sponsoring this service, and they are elated. They're excited. They're ecstatic about what they're about to do and what is about to happen, because they are appreciating the man of God, because he is worthy. That's what the Bible says. And so, therefore, we're going to give him the honor that he deserves. So I want you to come on out on this tonight at 8 p.m. The service starts tonight at 8 p.m. Don't hold back. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing block you from getting into the service. Now, you're going to hear from the man of God who's going to come, but I have a firm conviction today that somebody is being motivated right now. Somebody has spirit is bearing witness of what I'm saying about the man of God. Somebody out there saying, you know what? We need to celebrate our pastor. And so if we are celebrating our pastor, let us go over there and have them celebrate their pastor. So when it's our time, they will come over and help us lift up the name of Jesus for our pastor. Anybody think like that? Somebody out there saying it. I want you to come. We're going to be at the Courtyard Marriott tonight at 8440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. We want you to get ready, because God is about to do something awesome in the life of every believer. And I'm telling you one thing. Once you get there, you're going to get your healing. You're going to get your miracle, because the atmosphere is always conducive for that. The man of God would have no greater pleasure than to see souls being saved and set free and delivered and healed, even in the midst of the appreciation, because that's what he is all about. Glory be to God. The Samaritan Johnson has been, and then a help, he has been a blessing. He has been the person that will stand between you and the enemy. Come on, somebody. He has been that tonight. I'll be coming to show ourselves to the priest and tell him thank you for allowing God to use you to bring us out. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break right here. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. Amen. For those of you that are joining us on today, we're excited because this is a time and a period of our lives where we're getting ready, amen, to celebrate and to appreciate our bishop, the man of God. And this is what I'm on for today. You're going to hear from our bishop, amen, who is going to talk with you, amen, with something that you can take, amen, in your spirit that is going to help you continue out your day. But I just came, I stopped by to let you know that you have an opportunity to come on over with the Changing Your Life Ministries to celebrate the man of God on tonight. This is the Monday night special, amen, but in the midst of the Monday night special, we decided, amen, that we're going to use this time to celebrate the man of God. Our youth department, under the leadership of Pastor Tasha and Pastor Mitch, is the sponsors for tonight. So we are so excited. They're going to be having a lot of different performances that is going to bless the man of God. When you get a youth department that don't hold back or don't feel it, I'm talking about young counted robbery, amen, too. They understand, amen, that their pastor, their bishop, their man of God is worthy of double honor, and they're coming together tonight, and that's why they need you to come and help them lift up the name of Jesus for the man of God. I'm inviting you to do this because I know without a shadow of a doubt that Bishop Hurricane Johnson has been a lesson, has been, amen, played a very important part of your life, whether it be by way of your salvation, whether it be by way of your healing, whether it be by way of your deliverance, counseling, your marriage being coming back together, whatever it is. He might have done, glory be to God, some work for you, amen, out of the ministry. I'm talking about legal stuff that you didn't know what to do, and you consulted the man of God because he is gifted in so many areas. You consulted the man of God about your foreclosure, your house. You consulted the man of God about you being thrown out of your apartment. You consulted the man of God concerning some legal stuff, and the man of God helped you, and you got out of it. You got back your house, or you got back your call you. Got that son or that daughter to jail. I'm telling you what I know. All I'm asking you to do is to now come back. Come back. Just come and show yourself to the mind of God and say thank you for what you have done. Tonight is that night. Tonight is that night. We want you to come to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That address, that zip code is 33309. You cannot miss it. Did I tell you we begin at 8 p.m.? Yes. Press starts at 7:30. Our service starts at 8 p.m. Oh, I'm telling you, I feel such a conviction today to invite people to come because God is up to something and he's preparing the body of Christ for one of the greatest manifestation of his presence. I'm telling you right now what God is doing. He's preparing the body of Christ for one of the greatest manifestations of his presence. But my God, the only thing that is required of you right now is for you to be at the right place at the right time to experience this. And I know, I have such a strong conviction, I know that this place where you need to be is right with the Changing Your Life Ministry in one of Bishop Hurricane Johnson's service. It might be tonight. You've got to come. You just don't know. I've been seeing so many coming and getting their deliverance. Glory be to God. What would have taken you years to fix it? God is doing it. Stick stuck in people. Come on, my brothers, my sisters. I'm calling you down to the place of your deliverance. I'm cheating. I'm calling you down where your broken heart can be mended, to the place where your broken heart can be mended. Come on down. I'm telling you right now that God is mending. He is healing. He is going to be. He is observing, but he is also doing the exceedingly and the abundantly and above all that you can ever ask. Bishop knows this, and that's why he is so adamant about you coming to the Marriott where he is preaching and teaching the word of God. I'm talking about powerful service, amen, that is coming forth and is coming through the mind of God, praying and praising and worshiping. Glory be to God. We are fulfilling the vision that God has given us, and we want you to come on down so that you can be a part of this experience. How about that? So those of you out there that are preparing to be at this particular spot, I'm talking about the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, tonight at 8 p.m., yeah, that spot. Those of you that are preparing to be there, I want you to don't let nothing, woman, man, don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing deter you. Don't let nothing block you. Don't let nobody change your mind. No situation, no circumstance, no body. Don't let them change your mind because your deliverance is right there. Your healing is right there. And in the midst of us praising God and appreciating the man of God and showing, giving him the double honor that God commanded us to do, in the midst of all of that, you are going to get what you came for, and that is your deliverance. Oh, move. I'm so excited about this move at the Changing Your Life Ministries. Big things, powerful things that will last for a lifetime is happening in the lives of so many people. I'm telling you, the power of God is being activated like never before. So do not miss. Bishop is praying for people. Do not miss it. He's prophesying to people like never before. I mean, on this Sunday, I forgot to tell y'all what happened yesterday. Let me do that. Child, let me tell you. Yesterday we have a service that will be in the heart and the minds of the people that attended for years, for centuries. The man of God came on the scene. And when he came, the service just switched. I mean, He didn't have time to really preach his whole message because he began to prophesy to individuals, and individuals, I was one of them, y'all. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know, but I am so excited about what in my life and so many people's lives that were there. That's why I tell y'all to don't miss these services, because you don't know what you'll be missing, man. Oh, I just went Bohemian on you, right? But listen, you got to come. Don't let nothing stop you. Yesterday, the man of God prophesied. He laid hands. He prayed. He prophesied. He laid hands. He prayed. People fall out. We have to get all kind of heat and everything. It was just an awesome time. We experienced the power of God like never before. I'm telling you right now, if you ever want to experience the move of God or the power of God, then you need to come where Bishop Hurricane Johnson is preaching or teaching the word of God. Wherever he is, you need to be. Oh, glory be to God. Our next scheduled service is tonight. Come on down to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. Man, yesterday we experienced the power of God like never before. I mean, there was a wave of glory like never before. We were just filled. We were filled with the awesome power of God. The man of God signed, the power of God moved in the sound. The man of God prayed, the power of God moved in the prayer. The man of God preached, the power of God moved in the preaching. The man of God prophesied, the power of God moved in the prophecy. Whatever the man of God did, God honored it and moved in it. Hallelujah. And so therefore, I can truly say I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And that's why tonight I'm coming running to the house of the Lord, because I know that there is going to be a breakthrough for those that will come. This is a progressive and productive, prayerful move, a peaceful move, and we are moving with power, with patience, and so therefore we want you to be a part of this move, because we know that God is going to do something awesome. Whatever you're endeavoring to do, amen, and it looks like it's not getting done, you need to come and see the prophet. I mean, he's about to do something to make a great move. For those of you that will be a part of it, we're going to tell you about it. You entrepreneurs and you people that out there that is about to really come and do your own business. You know, you're entrepreneur and you want to have your own business and you're struggling in that area, he's about to do something for you. You need to look out, because Bishop is about to do something that is going to help you that you need to attend. Listen, this is Pastor Jay. I'm going to back up because the man of God is going to come on any time now. So we're going to take a break because I think we have another commercial. Don't change that dial.
Good evening again, everyone. I'm Brother Davon, and I'm sitting here with my pastor, Bishop Hurricane Johnson. God bless you, sir. I'm glad to sit here with you again. How are you doing?
God bless you, son. I'm happy to be here once again with you and to join in special questions and answers that may benefit our audience. So thank you for having me.
Bishop, last week we talked on worship, and we received an overwhelming amount of responses. So to continue our discussion this week, why does the Bible say God is seeking for worship?
Well, you know, throughout history, people have always worshipped. They worshipped in fields. They worshipped in tents. They progressed to worshiping in temples. Then they went to ceremonial worship and sacrificial worship. And what God is looking for is true worshipers that will worship him in spirit, not by temple orders or ritual orders, but from the truth of their spirit and from the honesty of their heart, leaving everything else aside. God is looking for true worshipers that will seek him and not have any advocates between him and them. He just wants a heartfelt worship.
All right, Bishop, I know that there are different ways people worship God. Is there a right or wrong way to worship?
You know, son, I think that's a very important question. Is there a right or wrong way to worship? In order to answer this question, I must reference back to a conversation that Jesus had with a particular woman at the well. During this conversation, he shares with her that although your fathers gave you this well, you worship God in your way, but you don't know what you're doing. He said, but the Jews know what we're doing because salvation is of the Jews. And what Jesus was simply saying is, worship is not location. Worship is not church name. Matter of fact, worship is not your particular style of ceremonial rituals. Worship must deal with spirit. It must deal with spirit because your spirit is the only thing that can really reach God right now. So if you ask me, is there a right way or a wrong way? And I would say yes. The wrong way is to worship God outside of your spirit. The right way is to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Okay, Bishop, here's a question I've been waiting to ask. Because I hear so many people saying they don't need a church to worship. Do we have to go to church to worship?
You know, when one hears a church, they automatically think of structure or building or premises or domicile. In actuality, church is the group of people that believe in God. They're called monotheistic believers. They believe in one God. So is it necessary to join this group of people that would congregate every week? Yes, it's necessary. When a person is trying to rid themselves of an addiction, they meet with groups so that the group can strengthen them. Of course, you may hear some people say, well, I can do it on my own. But they call the group support systems. That's what the Bible shares with us. Forsake not the assembly yourself together. Come together and support one another is what the Bible shares with us. So is it necessary? Well, according to Jewish custom, everyone went to the temple. It is something that God wants us to do. It is something that is commanded. It is an ordinance. It is certainly a relationship. So yes, it's necessary to go to church. That part answers the question of, is it necessary to go to church? Now, for is it necessary to go to church to worship? I know that you can worship anywhere. You can worship in your school, your job, your home, your place of employment. You can worship just walking down the street. But the place where you are taught to worship doesn't necessarily be the church. The place where you're taught about God would necessarily be the church. The place where you're taught to pray would be the church. The place where you're taught to sing and the place where you're taught how to praise God would be the church. So certainly it is necessary to go to church to worship in the aspect of learning more how to worship in spirit and truth. So we need both. We need the church and then we need to worship. What better thing to do is to put both of them together? So, yes, my answer would be it's necessary to go to church to worship.
You have just heard from my pastor, Bishop Hurricane Johnson. You cannot afford to miss this upcoming Sunday morning service. There is a strong anointing in the service that's causing miracles to happen. This Sunday, Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m. Bring a friend, share a miracle. This is Brother Davon leaving you with the words of my bishop. Hope need not die because help is on the way.